The Real Estate Unsuccess Stories podcast features people from the real estate community sharing real stories about their struggles, pains, and even losses during their own real estate journey. We share these real experiences so you can learn from them and build a successful journey of your own. Now, here's your host, Cody Lewis, one of the managing partners at Vindu Capital, located in Charleston, South Carolina.
Hey everyone, welcome back. I'm excited to welcome back Boone Tyson from TNT Real Estate. Boone, how are you today, sir?
I'm good, man. Thanks for having me back. I'm glad to be with you guys again.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for coming back. Like I said, on almost all of our podcasts, I know everyone's incredibly busy, so we always appreciate the time. For those that maybe missed your first episode with us, give us a quick backstory around where you're from, how you got into real estate, and what you guys are in from a real estate aspect today.
Yeah, definitely. So I first started flipping houses in Lubbock, Texas. My wife and I went to Texas Tech University and lived there for a few years. We were flipping houses and owned a pretty good sized landscaping company. We got a job offer to be associate pastors at a Christian church down here in McAllen, Texas, in the Rio Grande Valley, which is about 3 hours south of San Antonio. We're a border city. We sold our businesses and sold our houses up there, had some rentals that we sold as well, moved to the Valley in, I guess it would have been January of 2016. So we've been here about 5.5 years. We've been doing real estate sales since then. My brother's moved down. We've got a cousin that's moved down. We have a sales team. We have a number of rental properties, and we do at least a dozen flips a year, maybe full remodel flips or at least wholesaling flips. And so, yeah, we're starting to get a really good business built with a family and a couple of other close friends. And that's who we are in a nutshell. It's the TNT Real Estate Group, McAllen, Texas.
Perfect. Well, yeah, that sounds fantastic. I love the story and kind of how all of y'all are come together to really make this thing work and pop. I would imagine, as a lot of our guests, you know, it's not always been super easy. There's been challenges, bumps, and bruises along the way that you've collected. So what comes to mind today when we're talking about things that you've seen happen to you and your experience and maybe educating our audience on what they could expect in that type of situation?
Today, the one that I think is a really good one has to do with an eviction that we dealt with early, like right at the very end of 2020, and it carried over for about 2 months into 2021. So I live in Texas. We're a pretty landlord-friendly state overall. That's why you see a lot of people coming from West Coast, Pacific Northwest, some of the New England states, parking money in Texas because it's very, very investor and landlord friendly for the most part. Your property taxes are high, but we don't have a state sales tax or a state income tax. So we had a tenant that was nearing the end of their lease. We elected not to renew. They had gone through a breakup. We had noticed some drug paraphernalia a couple of times that we had gone to the property. This is at a lower tier demographic, lower price point rental property. It was a B neighborhood with a C tenant, you know, C class tenant. And so we knew going in that we were probably going to have some issues. We elected not to renew, gave the 30-day notice. We made a couple of mistakes not sending the 30-day notice with certified mail. We sent it electronically because we had done everything electronically up to that point. I think we posted it on the property. So we did it right, but not in a way that we could track very well, not in a way that was going to hold up in court if they escalated, which we found out later. We get to the end of the 30 days and the tenant has lost their old phone. And so they don't have any record of the text message back and forth where they acknowledged receipt of everything. We kept it all. We got to the end of the month. This would have been December 31st. Immediately filed an eviction with the county, January 3rd. They disputed it. So it went to, you know, local court with the JP, local justice of the peace. It was a Zoom meeting. We won our case in 35 seconds. Literally, JP gets on there, introduces everybody, and he's like, "Miss So-and-so, you have to be out of the property. Sorry, we had all of our paperwork in place. Everything was done right." Well, she disputes it. She qualified for Texas legal aid because of her income. I guess the demographic that she was in, she qualified for Texas free legal aid. And so because of COVID, free legal aid, really their goal at that point was just to tie it up long term. You know, they could have tied it up for a few months. We did luck out. We got a really understanding. She had a really understanding attorney who basically just called us and said, "Hey, here's the deal. I'm not paid by the hour. I don't care to tie this up. I work for a nonprofit organization. Let's just figure out a way to make this a win for everybody so she can get out of your property because I know you want your property back." I mean, it was a really cool attorney overall. Long story short, we did cash for keys. She got out of the property. It cost us 60 days of unpaid rent. It wasn't that big of a deal considering what some people have gone through all over the nation. But I think any investor who wants to get into rental properties, they're going to have to deal with an eviction someday. You know, you are going to deal with an eviction. If you don't want to deal with an eviction, don't buy rental properties. But it's a small price to pay. 60 days of unpaid rent and a little bit of headache is worth it for a $280,000 property that we got bought at 180 grand. I mean, like, real estate is such an incredible vehicle, and you can mitigate a lot of the risks and issues that come up by just having good paperwork and having a good knowledge of the way that the legal system works and the way that the justice system works and what you need to do as an investor. So since then, we have simply started putting everything in certified mail. And a lot of investors may be listening to this and saying, well, duh, why didn't you do certified mail from the beginning? Well, I'd never done an eviction. We didn't know. That was probably the biggest lesson learned is, man, certified mail, everything, track everything, keep really, really good records. And it sounds point blank. It sounds very obvious. Everybody kind of inherently knows to keep good records, but most of us don't. That's just the reality. Most investors don't keep great records. Keep good records. Do your homework. Know what you need to do going in ahead of time to evict a tenant. You'll lose a lot less sleep and you'll have a lot less headache, and turnover is a lot easier.
So I know laws and all over the country are different. Do you find or think it would be valuable if somebody's new to the game, like you said, they're going to have to go through an eviction at some point in time, understanding what those laws are or prepping for that type of conversation, hoping that we don't have to go through it, but knowing that we probably will, worth talking to a lawyer or talking to others in the real estate market that would be able to help you and guide you through that so that you don't have to go through what you guys did, kind of learning on the fly?
Yeah.
What kind of advice or where would you point somebody to go seek that type of information?
Man, that's a great question. So I would probably start by having a conversation with an attorney. You know, you can have a conversation with a real estate professional, a really good real estate agent. But at the end of the day, you know, speaking as a real estate agent, we don't practice law, nor do we interpret law. A good real estate agent is going to tell you if you have a legal question, go consult an attorney. We can tell you some basic ins and outs. We can give you some tips and some pointers. But I would always recommend having a conversation with an attorney. Here's the deal. Some people may say, like, oh, well, what if they charge me $250 for a conversation? So freaking what? Like, we lost 60 days of rent plus the security deposit and the pet deposit, which should have all been, we should have been able to retain. I mean, that's like $2,300 plus the fees that we had paid to evict. We looked at, $2,500 that we lost on that property. What if you would have paid $500 for a conversation with an attorney when you first bought your rental property? It'll be one of the, like, if you do that, it will be one of the greatest $500 investments you ever make in your investment career and your investment journey. And just ask them. And I would not go, I don't know that I would even go reach out to an attorney who regularly represents landlords. I would actually go find somebody like, for us, it would have been Texas Legal Aid, you know, a nonprofit organization who only represents lower income tenants. Go talk to those people because they are in the trenches working on the tenant side of things. Like, hey, what can I do as a landlord to protect myself in the event that everything goes south with this tenant? Like, what is the longest that you have ever seen someone tie up a court hearing or whatever, a proceeding? What can I do to mitigate risk and what can I do to protect myself? Go have that conversation. I mean, if it costs you $500, I will be surprised, because I think most attorneys, we have like this inherent fear of attorneys thinking that they're always out there to gouge us. And some of them are, but man, a lot of them are great people. A lot of them are great people who want to answer questions and who want to help and who want to serve their community. That's who you want anyway. So go find somebody who's willing to let you buy them a cup of coffee and pick their brain. And if it costs you a little bit of money, so what?
Yeah. And I think as you were saying, the return on investment, even if they do charge you, is worth it in the long run to know ahead of time, what do we need to do or to change, or how do we need to proceed in this type of situation? Because to your point, you're inevitably going to have to evict somebody. If you're in the rental property game, you're going to have to evict somebody. Hopefully not in the beginning of your career. Hopefully you have some experience and you understand that everything that goes into it, but you will statistically have to do it. So if it costs you a little bit of money up front, that is pennies on the dollar for the return that you will get for when you have to go through it. And you guys were pretty prepared and it still cost you guys 60 days. It's one of those things that it just pales in comparison to what you would need to go through. Having all that buttoned up and being prepared for that type of conversation and situation is much better than having to fight it on the back end.
Absolutely. I would say one other thing kind of to that point, talk to a local property manager. That would be another really, really great resource. So a lot of property managers will handle the eviction process even if they are not representing somebody or representing a landlord and managing their rentals. And so we host a local RIA meeting here the last Tuesday of every month. And 3 months ago, we had a guy that manages, he's a property manager here. He does 1,200 doors, talked about all their fee structure and everything like that and their contracts with their landlords. He just kind of flung this out there and not very many people reacted to it, but I had just gone through an eviction, so I reacted. They charge like a flat fee of $250 or $350 bucks to do all the paperwork for an eviction. My guess for a lot of your audience that may be wanting to get into real estate, you're going to get to a point where your time is worth hundreds of dollars per hour. You can go cold call for an hour and you can probably find a property to buy, or you can at least, if you do that 5 days a week, you're going to find a property in a week more than likely. If you can find somebody who you can just pay a flat fee to go do your eviction, who does it for a living, they will appear in court on your behalf. They will handle everything for you. That's a no-brainer. Even if it costs you $500 to $700, it's a no-brainer. I know we live in a lower income part of the world, and so it may be more expensive where you're at, but what is your time worth? What is your time worth?
Yeah, what's the return on investment? How much more time could you put to finding more properties, flipping more properties, renting out more property, whatever it may be, to your point, understanding that value to time ratio is crucial, and when to outsource some of that or find resources to bring in to do that kind of stuff. I think that's great. A lot of great lessons to take away from today. I really appreciate the time and everything. For those that are maybe in your market or want to connect with you, go to your meetup, that sort of thing, where can folks reach out to you and find you?
If you look up, like TNT Real Estate RGV, you can probably find us on all of our social media platforms. Granted, I am not super active on social media. I am pretty active on the Bigger Pockets Real Estate website, but the best way to reach me is just my email. And you can reach me at Boone, my first name, B-O-O-N-E, at forsalergv.com. It's just B-O-O-N-E at forsalergv.com. I'd be happy to connect. I'll typically respond to those emails within 24 to 48 hours. And yeah, I'd love to connect.
Perfect. And just for all those that are maybe challenged like I am for writing that kind of stuff down really quickly, we'll put it in the show notes so everyone can grab it as well. Boone, truly appreciate the time, the lesson, the experience that you brought to myself. And I know speaking for the audience today. So really do appreciate everything you were able to do for us. Thank you so much.
Cody, thanks for having me. And yeah, it was a total pleasure. Best of luck to you guys and your investments, and best of luck to the rest of the audience.
Appreciate it very much. We'll catch everyone next time.
You've been listening to the Real Estate Unsuccess Stories podcast with Cody Lewis. Be sure to subscribe today on your favorite podcasting platform so you can catch every episode of the Real Estate Unsuccess Stories podcast.